Hello and welcome to We Were Hit by a Horse Truck and Got Isekai'd into Equestria? The, I assume, best and only Isekai My Little Pony Re-Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Graceful Spark, and with me as always is my darling co-host, Spilled Beans. How are you doing today, Beans?
Oh, it's been a pretty good day. Someone replaced my sugar with salt, but I think we'll find out who did that as we go through the episode.
Aw, there's no need to be salty about it, dear.
See, the thing is, I can just make a perfect cup of tea, or, well, coffee. So even if they did, it tastes weird for a bit, but, I don't know. Apparently I'm getting good enough at coffee magic that I can just fix that. The laughing outside the window had ceased once I'd done that, but yeah, why don't you tell us about the...
What if you like salty coffee? Does it fix that?
I mean, I've had it. It's actually not bad, but it's not what I was expecting, so...
Hmm. Fair enough. I assume it's like a salted caramel or salty black licorice situation.
Yeah, like
it's
an acquired salty caramel taste. Is sort of a coffee I've had. It's definitely not my favorite, but eh.
Anyways, this episode of our lives is called Griffin the Brush Off, directed by the same people who always directs this, written by Cindy Morrow, original air date November 12th, 2010. I might stop doing this because it's freaking me out to think that the world around us was written by someone.
I mean, we spent quite a while last time we sat down in the studio to talk about this, but like, I'm very, very much on board with the events as seen in episodes are not 100% the ponies we know.
Sure, but it's still weird to think of our world as being scripted. Like there's someone out there stranger than fictioning the world around us.
I mean, we got isekai'd into a children's TV show, like...
I know, but it's weird to acknowledge it, right? Like, we all know how sausage is made, but no one wants you to talk about how a slaughterhouse works while you're having hot dogs, you know? Maybe that's a weird metaphor to use now that we're horses.
I get you, and like, yeah, I know a lot of people get bothered by that, but like, I am generally aware of how bad factory farming is, even though I'm having like delicious food. Like, I can absolutely have a conversation about how sausage is made while eating sausage. Like it.
Sure.
So I'm probably a bad metric on this one.
It's a moot point now because, well, ponies don't eat meat. Like, our bodies can't process it anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. If there's ever a reason to go vegetarian, it's now that we have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it feels weird to eat meat that can talk. Like, I get that, like, pigs and such can't talk, but, you know.
I mean...
It's a moot point. We can't eat it anyways. Yeah. We're good.
If you no longer feel welcome saying the dark names of the warlocks that have crafted the events that we are about to talk about, I fully respect that.
Me chanting, thank you, Cindy Morrow, for this fine day that you gave to us on November 12th, 2010.
See? I feel better.
Thank you, Jason Theaton and James Wooten, for directing our lives.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Anyways, dear, we open on what I would consider a Twyloaf, but this seems to be a matter of some, controversy with you.
Yeah, this is...
Because her hooves are crossed in front of her, which doesn't seem like it's a true loaf.
I am generally pretty happy to include any form of, like, sitting in which the hind legs are tucked and, like, there is an amount of, like, four legs tucked under the body as well. Like, I 100% think that this is a loaf. There are some possibly not loaves later in the episode. We actually... for those of us who care about loaves, which I'm assuming is all of our listeners, because I care so much, we've got four coming up, and all of them are debatable.
Ooh.
But this Twi-loaf mm-hmm. is 100% a Twi-loaf.
Mm-hmm. Love a loaf.
You gotta love a loaf.
I'm a loaf appreciator. Yeah. But we see Twilight loafing, and she's turning the pages of her book with her nose.
Which is weird. She has magic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would have said the same thing to you, dear, but you got all weird about it.
But we do see her using magic to turn pages quite frequently.
Like, yeah.
To use magic for everything, I get it. You don't need to. But, like, she has shown us that she can turn pages with magic before. You'd think she'd continue doing so, but,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I could turn the pages of a book with my mind, I would. I'd get paper cuts on my muzzle.
Yeah. Look, that's why you got me around. I can help turn pages for you.
Yeah, you're a very good pair of hands, dear.
Oh.
You're very handy to have around, one might say.
Miss fingers.
Yeah, same.
Ugh. Yeah, our Twi-loaf reading her book is interrupted repeatedly and at length by Pinkie Pie being the exact same character we've seen her be for a while now.
Yep, she's bouncing around, she's gushing, she's all excited and gay about Rainbow Dash and just how fast she is.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Same.
Yeah.
But, like, Pinkie Pie, Twilight knows.
Yeah, she was also there.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing anyone knows about Rainbow Dash is that she's a fast horse.
Rainbow Dash is a very fast horse.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen a fast horse, but you haven't seen this horse, you're missing out.
Speaking of that fast horse.
Yeah, she shows up. We get a nice little background music thing, which... It's weird that we can hear this and see the camera cuts, but regardless... Yeah, she gets this kind of nice, like, Joan Jett guitar riff.
Oh, it's very good.
While she's flying. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of sounds like the start of a Cherry Bomb, but
yeah.
Not.
Yeah! Yeah, you're right. That was what it sounded like. Also...
Yeah, can't stay at home, can't stay at school.
Like, she does... I was thinking about what you said last time. And, like... Yeah, she really does just fly directly down roads with her, like, hind legs spread. She is just flashing people.
Yeah.
All right. Like.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Normal.
There hits a point where you are just kind of inviting, like, it's exhibitionism at a point, right?
Yeah. Perhaps she subscribes to the theory that if you fly fast enough, then they couldn't have seen anything, and therefore, you know, it's not indecent exposure.
I mean, also Disney nudity, but yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Rainbow Dash, as near as we could tell, doesn't have genitals.
Ah, mood. But anyway.
Yeah, I know, dear.
And
then Pinkie Pie is trying to get Rainbow Dash's attention. Rainbow Dash is like, not now, Pinkie Pie. Then she runs into a mountain. Just runs into a cliff.
Yeah, she was trying to get away from supposedly her friend so fucking hard. She ran face first into a cliff.
Yeah, as one does. And then I think after this we cut back to town. Well, we have the theme song.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is like, well, I don't have to imagine, I was there, it's, well, you might not know this, but you ever see an American school classroom when they rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, Canadian schools had to do the same thing. Like, we'd...
Fucked up.
The nice thing is...
Bad.
Canadian schools were, at least the ones I went to, all you had to do was stand up during the national anthem being played. You did not have to actually, like, say anything with it. You could just stand and be quiet. And they were fine with that.
Yeah, like, in the United States, you are not required to stand or acknowledge or recite the pledge. There was a whole big Supreme Court case about this. Mm. Whether or not the school will punish you for it depends on how fascist your teachers are. Yeah. Be cool, kids. Don't say the pledge.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any kids listening to this.
I'm gonna be honest. I hope not. I hope not.
This is marked as explicit.
Yeah, we have just talked about Rainbow Dash flashing people in public. Like, kids, if you're listening, what the fuck?
But also, don't say the pledge.
Yeah, don't say the pledge.
It's fucking creepy, it's fascist, you're well within your rights to not do it, and it's very cool and good to not do it.
Like, I haven't actually checked Canadian side law on stuff, but, you know, back when we were in the real world, I don't know how to talk. Anyway, the the schools I went to, like, it wasn't, like, law one way or the other, and, like, the none of the teachers fucking cared if you did or didn't say the anthem. Well, it's not a pledge. It's singing along with the national anthem instead, which, I mean...
Which also, you also don't have to do.
But...
It's weird to sing along with the national anthem. But anyways, it's weird that everyone stands in the middle of town and sings the theme song, right?
It does feel a little weird. I will agree. But, I mean... We have two tangible deities here. I'm not gonna belittle a few rituals here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume they'll melt us if we don't do it. Or at least, like... We are here by, presumably, their grace.
I see what you did there.
Anyways, West Virginia State Board of Education, V. Barnett, if you have to cite something. Anyways.
Nice.
Yeah, so, we are in town. We see Bubble Wrap, our darling male mare, who, spoiler alert, did bring us some missives for our mailbag.
Yeah, I'm...
Which we will read later.
Yeah. I've got the pair of them here for us, I think.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And, we see Pinkie Pie is looking for Rainbow Dash, who is hiding from her, to the point of, like, tiptoeing away on the air from her.
Oh, you've jumped way ahead, because we are actually on the verge of the first questionable loaf here.
Oh, the controversial loaf.
I mean, all the loaves going forward. Actually, the last one might not be, but...
The first of a few controversial loaves.
Indeed. Because, like, Rainbow Dash is having a good lounge on that cloud at first, which, yeah, all right, valid. Mm-hmm. And then Pinkie Pie, like, she hears Pinkie Pie's looking for her, and so she, like, stuffs some cloud in her ears to, you know, not hear, you know, her good friend Pinkie Pie.
Mm-hmm.
And after stuffing the clouds in her ears, she does settle down into, like, almost a perfect loaf. And it's not cowering in fear, which we have previously said isn't loafing.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy to count this as a loaf.
Yeah, I think part of a loaf is the attitude of it. Like, if you're loafing, you must be relaxed on some level. You must be getting comfortable.
Yeah, comfy and or relaxed. Like, back legs tucked in, front legs, like, definitely... close to chest, but in a, like, relaxed manner, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twilight snitches, and Rainbow has to go, running off like a bullet through multiple clouds in a row, which is not a great way to hide where you've gone.
Yeah, especially since she leaves this whole rainbow streak in her wake. Yeah.
And she first tries to go hide at Sweet Apple Acres, which... I remember this chain of scenes, because it's one of the things that really got me on the, like, actual animation style of the show, because, like, she's peeking around the corner of the barn, and you know Pinkie Pie is just going to be behind her. It's like a classic jump scare thing, and they just do it. And she goes running off, like, well, flying off, knocking a lot of apples off some trees that, like, I guess... Weren't Apple fucked off last episode? I don't know. And Pinkie does, like, a perfect Pepe Le Pew bounce following her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is just a Pepe Le Pew bit. Like, for the entire start of it. Yeah. Like, Sweet Apple Acres, like, Pinkie Pie's just behind Rainbow Dash. Like, Rainbow Dash runs to hide in Twilight's tree, and she just ends up sitting on Pinkie Pie's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes... flying off, and then as soon as Pinkie Pie goes one way, she, like, starts tiptoeing through the air, going the other direction. Like, it's some classic right there. It's nice to see.
Yeah, some classic cartoonery. Yeah. And is this where she winds up at the lake?
Yeah, this is where she then ends up at the lake.
Yep, Rainbow Dash lands at the lake. Pinkie Pie surfaces wearing a snorkel and fins. Flippers.
And little floaties, which apparently weren't working.
Yeah.
She was underwater at the time.
Yeah, they're not very good floaties.
Yeah.
And basically Pinkie Pie wrangles Rainbow Dash into helping her place a cloud such that she can use it to scare Spike.
Yeah. Pinkie has a prank in mind. because that is the theme of our episode, kind of.
Yeah, this is a real prank-centric episode.
Yeah. During that whole placing of the cloud as well, because like, I had to watch that while we were having some lunch, like, I felt just anxiety run through my entire goddamn body when I heard Pinkie Pie say the sentence, a little to the left while staying right-ish. Like,
yeah.
As someone who used to do commission work for money before ending up here, like, oh. Oh, that yeah. hurts. hurts my soul.
Move it up a few inches, down a centimeters, and then a little bit southward.
Yeah, like, her unit of measurement and also direction changes a lot.
Flip it turn-wise. And eventually Rainbow Dash snaps at her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because the cloud was fine, right? It was always in a fine place.
And when we finally see it deployed, it's nowhere near the place Pinkie even said it should be, so whatever.
Yeah, and also it doesn't matter because the whole point is that Rainbow will kick it, causing a thunderclap, scaring Spike into getting the hiccups.
Yes.
So really, the placement didn't really matter all that much in the first place.
Right?
She does, we do catch Spike kind of humming the national anthem?
Yeah, that...
To himself.
Yeah.
Before this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this, that happens, and Rainbow Dash is saying, damn, Pinkie Pie, I didn't know you were cool.
See, the thing is, I have some questions about Spike in this, because, like...
Why does he keep holding the... So, yeah, Spike starts hiccuping and, like, uncontrollably burping, sneezing fire or whatever, hiccuping fire.
Yeah.
But and he's picking up the armload of scrolls he dropped, and he keeps holding them in front of his mouth.
So that he just keeps sending them to, like...
I said, like, Spike, don't put them in front of your mouth, but I don't think he heard me.
And, like, all those monsters ended up at Princess Celestia's death. Like, I'm...
Yeah, we see them later. They all kind of fall on her head at once.
Did Spike's fire...
He's dealing with them for the rest of the episode.
...only send letters to Celestia? Is that why, like... Oh, no, I got... I better feel like this is a really weird thing, but no, that makes sense. I guess it just means that...
Yeah.
God's favorite subordinate gets to send direct letters through her second-class citizen. You know, that's reasonable.
It's like having a homing pigeon if homing pigeons were also children.
Notably, because this scene had a few things that I really wanted to talk about, actually. Because, like, once, like, Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash start laughing, Rainbow does another loaf on the cloud. So there's two loaves.
Bonus
right?
loaf.
It Both. Sneaks in there. You didn't see it too much. But, like, yeah, she definitely settled into a loaf while giggling. But, like...
Yeah.
When Spike like accidentally sends the first letter, like both of them stop laughing. Pinkie Pie is like, "Hey Spike, are you all right?" And Spike's like, "Yeah, I'm a dragon. I'm fireproof. It's fine." And then they both start laughing again. Like,
yeah.
Hey, when did Pinkie Pie start becoming a good friend to people? Because like, she just
remember the theme of this episode is being responsible with your pranks, and we'll see that later too.
Yeah, but like, there are so many, like, even good-intentioned pranks where, like, the prankster, like, will continue laughing even if they're unsure if they've actually hurt the person they pulled a prank on. Like, both of these ponies just stop laughing right away when they're like, oh shit, wait a second, maybe Spike's hurt. And Spike's like, no, I'm fine. And then they just start laughing again.
Yeah.
And then Rainbow Dash also pranks Pinkie with the cloud as well.
Yeah.
Get Pinkie... doing some very adorable hiccuping. Like, damn. She just, like, turns into a line for a bit while she hiccups. It's great.
Yeah, for, like, a frame or two, like, her mane and tail just stick out, and there's no smear frame, no in-between, just, like, immediately to this other thing for just a split second, then back to normal.
Yeah.
Quite a thing to see in real life, let me tell you.
Yeah, it was, like, in the moment, horrifying, but in hindsight, very good.
Yeah. Also, listeners at home, I cannot express enough how cute it is to, like, just be hanging out with Beans and, like, She'll see a pony loafing and whisper about it to me. It is extraordinarily cute.
Shut up.
My little loaf spotter.
It's like, what? It's important to me, okay? Jeez.
It's very good. It's very good, dear. I appreciate it. I love that you spot loaves.
It's like bird watching, and, but...
Yeah. Loaf spotting. Yeah. Me whispering to my date, that's a loaf.
Yeah, right? As some people may have noticed, and as may just be hearing now, my bird has followed me through into Equestria. My familiar has joined us. So I apologize if she's
quality bird
chatty, but I don't think even death lets me escape this creature now, apparently. So here we are.
She's a good bird.
Yeah, I quite enjoy her. Just I also always worry that, like, maybe people don't want to hear her little noises. The paranoia of being a pet owner that cares about other people's happiness.
Such is life, and such is wife. Did I strike a nerve, dear?
Don't worry about one of the things that really one of the things that really
cute.
Stuck out to me in the chronological existence we're in. God, it's weird to think about it this way, but like Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie, like, bond a hell of a lot over even just pranking Spike like this. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, Rainbow Dash immediately goes into, dang, Pinkie Pie, I didn't know you were cool mode.
And, man, wouldn't it be great to have had this happen? Like, we could see these ponies, like, learning to be good friends, not just to Twilight, but with each other, before the whole, you know, killing Moon Satan with rainbow lasers episode. Like, this really feels like something that would have been good as, like, before that, not after that.
Yeah, I think that's the unfortunate consequence of this show running before streaming services really took off.
Yeah. But, like, even older shows, like, older kids shows that had, like, some level of chronological consistency, like, we had the two-parter opener, but, like...
And, yeah, we do have, like, the, say, the Grand Galloping Gala arc, but you have to remember that this show is aimed at a target audience that, like, can't control their own schedule, and probably wouldn't get to watch the show in order even if they wanted to.
That's fair. Just... I don't know. It feels like having some bigger payoff for the whole Nightmare Moon thing could have been better orchestrated, but...
Yeah, it would have been nice for Nightmare Moon to have been a mid-season finale or some such.
Yeah.
Or to have her show up at the Grand Galloping Gala.
Ooh, that also would have been a really good twist. That would have been a good go with that.
Yeah. And you'll see this as a theme with the way the show is structured, is that, like, there's some leeway for this, but it's usually, like, the season premiere and finale tend to be, like, high-stakes, magical villain stuff, and then the rest of the season is, like, you know, more slice of life, more focus on the friendship problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, after this, Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie go on a pranking spree.
Yeah, they go and buy some prank supplies, I guess.
Yeah, they go to the prank store and buy some pranks.
How is that not where Pinkie Pie works? Why is she an apprentice baker? Oh wait, no, because her name's Pie.
You'd think so, though. Her parents, when we meet the rest of her family, they're rock farmers. They don't bake, to our knowledge. Well, I guess there's Granny Pinkie and Nana Pie that we hear about that presumably do bake. They handed down recipes to Pinkie.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll deal with that when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that road trip. It's going to be nice to see the other parts of Equestria.
Yeah. I warn you, those parts are very gray and depressing.
It'll just make be a nice it'll make face. Ponyville all the brighter when we get back.
Yeah, we get to go on a horse road trip.
Yeah.
See the sights.
Can be good.
Curl up together under the stars.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Was the like a night or two of camping out or whatever.
Yeah, I think you'd be fun to horse camp with, dear.
Yeah.
Resting our heads on each other, looking up at the stars.
Hoping that no other horrifying moon deity gets freed by these moving stars that never come up again.
Mm-hmm.
What a weirdness.
Yeah. So, they go on this pranking spree, they put sneezing powder in some flowers that they leave outside Rarity's door, and she just kinda... So, Rarity, like, opens, like... The Carousel Boutique has this kind of, one of those half-door situations, so she opens the top without opening the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
She sees the flowers, like a bouquet of flowers, like in a vase,
yeah.
Sitting on her doorstep. And instead of, like, picking them up and bringing them inside, seeing if there's a card or anything, she just kind of shoves her nose in there and inhales.
Yeah, look, like, the plot demands, and this is the most clear way for this to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is a montage.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a lot of time to spend on Rar's, like, flower habits.
Yeah.
So, she gets sneezing powder on her nose. She sneezes a bunch. She sees Rarity.
Rainbow Dash.
She doesn't see Rarity. She sees Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie laughing about it. And she gives them that kind of OU smile as they leave.
Oh. That wasn't quite it. Because she gave him, like, an angry glare first. And Rainbow Dash leaves and she drops the bottle of sneezing powder, which makes Pinkie Pie sneeze in a way that just makes her rocket off into the distance.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Rarity have the OU smile.
All right. Fair enough. Then they replace Twilight's note-taking ink with invisible ink.
While she's doing some...
Or disappearing ink, yeah. I should say.
Disappearing ink. Well, she's in the middle of doing some, like... kind of important looking, like, bubbling jar research stuff.
Yeah, she looks like she's trying to take some research notes, and by the looks of things, it looks like they, you know, caused her to miss some notes she would have ordinarily liked to have taken.
Yeah. That's kind of a shitty prank there, actually.
Yeah. You know, the usual joke you do with disappearing ink is, like, you accidentally get it on someone's clothes or whatever, and then, like, oh, it's disappearing ink, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing this seems more potentially destructive.
Yeah, and like the...
And now she's gotta go, like, get a different thing of ink.
Right? And the Spike whole, like, storm cloud thing, like, Spike was in on the joke and got to laugh about it a bit himself as well.
Yeah.
Rarity got, like, the little revenge smirk. Twilight just sees them laughing outside the window and just... walks somewhere inside her house looking annoyed, and that's it? Like...
Yeah, so, yeah, like, now I gotta, like, go get ink while I put my work on pause.
Yeah, like, I would not be surprised if next time we go and peek in on Twilight, like, she'll be just reading a book on fucking curses to go prank those two.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, right? Like, yeah. Maybe this is my mad scientist gender speaking, but, you know... Someone interrupted my experiment, I would be a little annoyed at them.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. Next up, they painted a bunch of apples?
Yeah, this one's weird. This one's real weird.
Yeah.
Cause,
like, this seems extremely high effort.
Yeah. And, like, Applejack gets really angry about it, and, like, chases them off the farm throwing these painted apples at them.
Yeah, until one of them lands in a barrel of water and the paint washes off, and then I guess she's fine.
Yeah, she just giggles at that. But, like, AJ, they were in those, like, they were in berets and were holding little, like, pallets of paint, and all your apples were painted. Like, was it that hard to put two and two together? Are you still resting up from apple fucking season?
I mean, yeah, like, I guess what this implies is that, like, she was worried it was, like, permanent paint? I guess?
Maybe?
But, like, It seems like a lot of effort for Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash to go through. Like, even if they just painted the trees we saw, they still painted upwards of, you know, several dozen apples.
In some, like, really complex patterns.
Yeah, like, every apple has, you know, three or four colors on it with polka dots and stripes and such.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, because you gotta, like, paint it. You either gotta, like, you know, apply painter's tape or something to the apple, or you gotta, like, paint, wait for it to dry, then paint another layer on there.
Yeah, it's,
Mind you, while the apples are still on the tree.
Yeah, like, yeah, there are, the amount of effort that went into this whole apple thing is just baffling to me for how weird the payoff is.
Yeah, like,
they've done four pranks, and the first two were great. Well, okay, the first one was wonderful. Second one was fine. Third one was potentially dangerous. And this fourth one was, like, just an elaborate, confusing nothing.
Yeah, like, what are you, like, if this happens to you, what are you even supposed to do? Like, what are you meant to think?
My friends spent more time painting these apples than they ever wanted to spend helping me gather them.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, right? Is, like, given how much Rainbow Dash was clearly averse to helping Applejack harvest apples in episode 2?
Yeah.
Sorry, episode 3? Like, but now... like, does she think they have some kind of exotic apple disease? I don't understand what the prank is.
I don't know. I'd rather move forward to the next scene than try and think about this more.
Yeah, this one is just baffling. It's not a bad prank. It's mostly harmless.
Yeah.
But, like, it's as harmless as any of their other pranks. It's bizarre to me. Anyways.
Yeah.
They're back at the lake, and they decide that they can't prank Fluttershy. Her heart couldn't take it.
Yeah, like, well, Rainbow Dash wanted to prank Fluttershy, and, like, I don't know how I feel about the fact that, like, this Pinkie Pie is like, we can't prank Fluttershy, like, even if it's, like, a light joke, like, she's way too sensitive, like, she'll take it personally, like, it'll be a problem, it won't be funny, like, we can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, internet trolls, Pinkie Pie has better morals than you.
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie! Like, could you imagine if, like, the Pinkie Pie we've seen so far in this episode, and, like, going forward, honestly, this episode's an amazingly good Pinkie Pie. Like, if this was the Pinkie Pie we had for the rest of the show, damn! Fuck, yeah. I'd like Pinkie Pie!
Yeah. And, though, later on, and there's more stuff to talk about here, but, we do see Fluttershy, like, apparently Dash's prank involved, like, she made, like, a duck decoy, like, she stitched together a duck out of, you know,
material of some sort.
Yeah, like, it looks like a quilt situation. Nice plush duck.
Turtle, actually, which I think... I think is what... I realize I'm reaching ahead in the timeline here. Like, that's what Rainbow Dash eventually gets as a pet? So that's a cute little, like... I don't know if it's a callback or a foreshadowing or whatever, but that's some nice nice lining up of events.
Yeah. Rainbow Dash has a fondness for turtles.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's funny, it's a good joke, and it's also, you know, it's good.
I too like turtles.
Yeah, I'm a turtle appreciator. Yeah. I don't know how Rainbow Dash managed to sew up a phony turtle with hooves and wings, but congratulations.
Who knows? Maybe Rarity helps. It's unclear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's this whole back and forth about, well, we have to find someone else to prank, someone tougher. It's Rainbow Dash. They're looking through, taking turns looking through a telescope.
Yeah.
I guess to, originally to watch Fluttershy react to this. But, the telescope has, it's one of those, the telescope has a ring of, you know, black marker or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a ink, has ink around the eyepiece so that when Rainbow Dash looks through, it leaves like a black ring around her eye.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this really pretty good scene of, you know, oh yeah, she's the toughest pony around. Oh yeah, do I know her?
Oh,
yeah, you do.
You're pretty close.
yeah. And then she's you. They have a whole good laugh about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rainbow Dash goes for like a, oh, Pinkie Pie, that's actually a really good prank. And goes for like a little like high hoof on that and pulls her hoof away when Pinkie Pie goes for it. And they both have a laugh about that. Like, damn. Yeah. That's some actual friendship we're seeing.
Yeah. And, I think pretty soon after this, we kind of cut forward in time.
It's the next morning.
Yeah. And, we see Pinkie Pie's, she's wearing a fake mustache, some x-ray specs, got some streamers in her hair.
Noisemaker. Little party whistle thing.
Party tooters, party blowers. Mm-hmm. And, she's, like, looking for Rainbow Dash. She's ready to party.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always ready to party, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, this is, like, the first time we see where Rainbow Dash lives, which is this, like, elaborate cloud mansion with, like, rainbow waterfalls.
It's pretty snazzy, honestly. Like...
Yeah.
I choose to believe that Rainbow has just kind of pushed some clouds together to look like this on the outside, and on the inside, it's just clouds. Like...
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, this is, like... She just sculpted this for herself out of clouds.
Yeah, which, you know what? Damn, cool. I wish I could stand on clouds to go visit.
Yeah, same.
Maybe I'll talk to Twilight, look into some magic about that. Later, not right now.
Yeah, we do... There is, in fact, magic that lets you walk on clouds. We see that in a future episode.
Oh, good. Excellent. I hope I don't need to wait that long to find out from Twilight. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole episode about Rarity getting... wings, which are nice wings. They're like gossamer butterfly wings, and it's a whole parable about vanity or something, I think.
I mean,
anyway,
it's Rarity. Everything about Rarity is a vanity parable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or taking on too much commission work.
Yep. Can't wait to get there. Anyways.
But who's that? Who's that that answers to Pinkie Pie calling for Rainbow Dash?
Oh, it's a lesbian. Yeah, it's Gilda.
Yeah. Hello.
It is Gilda. It is the character that Egg Grace got a lot of gender from for reasons she wouldn't understand for a long time.
Hi, I wanted Gilda to fuck me. It was very much... She was absolutely the first character in the show that, like, really caught dumbass me's attention.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Same.
Having rewatched the episode, like having actually met her in person, I had bad taste back then, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to spend time with her. Like,
no.
I don't get me wrong, I love a bad girl. I like to, I like to pretend to be one sometimes, but, I'll say this, Gilda does get a face turn in a later episode.
Oh, excellent.
She gets a little redemption arc, even though that episode is weird because we go to the country where all griffins are from, and it doesn't paint them in a very positive light. Like,
oh, no.
It says, like, they're all lying, cheating thieves. There's, like, a scene where, like, the ponies are, like, hanging off a cliff or whatever, and a griffin's like, hey, I'll save you if you pay me, or whatever, you know.
Oh, yikes.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's not good. I think they...
Although, that does explain why Gilda is the way she is. Look at the fucking culture she's from.
Yeah, yeah.
Which also weirdly shares, like, a summer camp with Equestria.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess she's an exchange student or something. Or there's only so many places you could go to fly fast.
I guess it makes sense that, like, Pegasi and Griffins would have some, like... shared camp space like that. Listeners, that's how Rainbow Dash does inform us that Gilda is her childhood friend from, what is it,
the Junior Speedsters.
Yay.
They have a little chant and everything.
Which, like, I really love that Rainbow Dash is just such a fucking dork about this chant. Like, it really hammers home that, like, Rainbow Dash definitely is the cool one of the group, but, like, god damn, she's a dork. Rainbow Dash is absolutely, like, I know the joke would be, like, Twilight is the one who would have just, like, a shelf of, like, D&D books or whatever, but I'm sorry, Rainbow Dash has every Pathfinder book ever made. It's, like, the only thing she's got in that castle of hers.
Like, look, Rainbow Dash is a nerd, but people don't call her that because she's into sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, that's... Yeah, and, yeah, this scene is really good because Rainbow Dash and Gilda are saying the same chant. Rainbow Dash is just so excited about it, and Gilda's doing it... she's sarcastic about it. She's literally just going through the motions.
Explicitly because Rainbow Dash asked her to. Like,
yeah, only for Rainbow Dash, she says.
Yeah. Oh, also, Rainbow Dash introduces Pinkie Pie as her gal pal, which...
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Like, all of your friends that we've seen Rainbow Dash are gals, and Spike, who... repeatedly in previous episodes has encountered as a friend. So, like, Rainbow Dash? All of your friends are gals. Did you referring fuck to- Pinkie Pie when we weren't looking? Did you get in there before Weird Al did?
If so, congratulations to Weird Al Yankovic for cucking Rainbow Dash.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it was a one-night prank stand. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm gonna be... I don't think I'll top that sentence today, but I'm gonna try. So, this all happens. Pinkie Pie is like, hey, do you two want to go do pranks? And Gilda's like, I'd rather go flying with Rainbow Dash. And then they go fly together.
Yeah. And, like... Yeah. I've been... all three people in this exchange in the past. I'm sure you have too. I'm sure every listener has, but like, damn. Yeah. It actually sucks to be all three people here. Like, it sucks to be Rainbow Dash, who, like, you have a, like, you want to hang out with a friend. Like, you've plans with two different people that you didn't realize overlapped, and then they did. Like, you have the, I'm going and visiting a friend I haven't seen in ages, and, like, one of their new friends that I don't really like very much. Like my first impression is they're a bit of an asshole, and I don't really want to hang out with them. I'd like to spend some time with the friend I haven't seen for years, I guess. And, like, Pinkie Pie just reached a new, like, leveled up to Gal Pal and wants to have another fuck sesh with Rainbow Dash. And Rainbow Dash is, like, going off to hang out with a friend that she can't spend time with. Like, it sucks for all of them.
Yeah. It sucks to be everyone in this situation.
Yeah.
It's, and at this point, it's understandable in that, like, hey, my friend is visiting from out of town. I don't get to see her very often.
Yeah.
I hate to put it like this, but, like, you understand why I would maybe want to spend time with her, because she won't be here for very long.
Mm-hmm.
She's just visiting.
Yeah, and, like, this early introduction to Gilda, like, the vibe I got initially was, like, this Griffin's, like, one of those... tries to always be the coolest person in the room and, like, doesn't really want to admit they're into some dweeby stuff because, like...
Yeah. Which is the niche Rainbow Dash fills.
Yeah. Like, I thought initially that Gilda was just Rainbow Dash, but, like, even more so because, you know, that's how any kind of character like this in a show works. Oh, and then we find out we're wrong. But, again, that's later down.
Yep. And so, Rainbow Dash and Gilda are flying around, they're enjoying each other's company, and, you know, Pinkie Pie just kind of keeps following them around. Like, you know, they're hanging out in a cloud, Pinkie Pie, like, sticks her head up through the bottom with the help of a trampoline, like, okay,
interrupts
it's later.
The Gilda loaf that we get in this episode?
The goaf.
Yeah. Like, this is probably the most controversial loaf, because it's a griffin, and, like, we've never seen a griffin before. Nor has Pinkie Pie, but, like, it seems to be loafing. She seems to be quite content and loafing and, like, enjoying time with Rainbow Dash. So, like, I'm happy to call it a loaf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think griffins can loaf.
Yeah.
I think anyone can loaf.
Yes.
So long as they believe.
Yeah, exactly.
It is about the loaf in your heart. I think I've been very clear on my stance.
Yeah, just, there's a lot of, like, visual element to that, and griffins are designed differently than ponies are. So, like... Yeah. It's hard to be 100% sure, because artistically it is a different shape, but it seems as close to a loaf as the griffin designs we have, well, design, we only have the one right now, but it's as close to a loaf as this griffin can get, so I'm calling it a loaf.
Besides, I would argue that a griffin is half lion, half cat, and cats are perhaps the the archetypal loafers.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to find a cat that isn't, at all times, some form of loaf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where we get another classic line, which is Rainbow Dash says, Pinkie Pie, you are so random.
You are so random. Yeah, it's...
Not a fan of it, but...
Nor is Gilda.
Yeah. But part of my, self-appointed position here is to provide a bit of fandom retrospective.
Yes.
So there it is.
Yeah, it's, I was hooked in enough to the fandom at the time that it was a thing I had to deal with people referencing a lot.
Exactly. But, so this happens, Gilda's like, yeah, blows off Pinkie Pie again. It's like, hey, Rainbow Dash, I'll race you to that cloud.
Yeah. A higher up cloud.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they start arguing over who wins, and then Pinkie Pie, with the help of some balloons, I think Rainbow Dash won by a hair, or maybe a feather. Haha, little Griffin humor for you.
Like, that's actually some, like, kind of cute, if a little...
Yeah.
Little... she tries. Yeah, she's like, trying.
Yeah, like... Yeah, so to... I don't want to keep score or assign blame here, but, like, Rainbow Dash seems, like, blissfully unaware of the dynamic here.
Yes.
She wants to spend time with both of them, and she enjoys the Pinky is here.
Yeah.
Pinky is earnestly trying her level best to make friends with Gilda.
Yeah. Like...
And, yeah.
Rainbow's just overjoyed that her old fuck sesh and her new fuck sesh are in the same place, and she's just so filled with bimbo energy. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, if Rainbow Dash was a little bit better at reading the room or, like, foreseeing this situation...
Yeah.
We would have probably had a different, shorter, or at least, like, more compressed conflict here.
Yes.
But it's... This is a... It's very reasonable that Rainbow Dash wouldn't notice a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
It is the classic... if you've never heard of the phrase geek social fallacies, I suggest looking it up, because it's... One of the first few things is... All of my friends have to hang out together, even if they don't like each other.
Yeah, not fond of that one, honestly.
Yep. Yeah, and like, yeah, and so if Rainbow Dash had been able to read the situation a little better, maybe said like, you know, hey, Pinkie Pie, I have a friend in town. I'm probably going to hang out with her for a bit because, she'll only be in town a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough time to plan a welcome party, even though... Means Pinkie Pie.
That has never stopped Pinkie Pie. I think we were in town for, 12 hours?
Yeah, it's fair.
Before she threw a party for us?
Yeah, Twilight was closer to, like, 6 before her party happened. So, yeah, no, we...
Yeah. And they knew Twilight was coming.
Did they?
Well, no, Pinkie sees Twilight. That's the first time she's seen her, and she gets the whole gasp.
Yeah, but that felt like it kind of happened, like, noon-ish. It was the middle of the day. And then, Twilight ends her day and goes home, and there is a surprise party for her. Like, that's pretty fucking fast.
Yeah. And, yeah, we were trying to hide, and we still got one within the day.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah.
So this happens. Gilda's like, hey, do you have any new tricks in your trictionary?
Oh, not a good line.
She's trying.
Yeah.
And Rainbow Dash goes off and does a trick, while Pinkie Pie comes back as some kind of... At some point, Gilda, like, pops Pinkie's balloons, and she comes back in a helicopter situation, like a pedal-powered candy helicopter.
Yeah, Gilda's upset that Pinkie Pie says Rainbow Dash won, so she's like, I think the altitude's making you dizzy, and pops enough balloons to make...
Yeah.
Like, Gilda's nice enough to not pop enough balloons to kill Pinkie Pie on the way down. Like, it's Pinkie Pie. I don't think that would be enough to kill the monstrosity that is Pinkie Pie. But
no, I think you could drop Pinkie Pie from any height, and the worst case scenario is she would get like a Wile E. Coyote pancake or accordion situation.
Yeah.
And then she would blow into her hoof, reinflate herself, and be fine.
I want you to consider a kinetic kill Pinkie Pie satellite.
Yeah, you just have her in a satellite, then tell her, like, oh, that person looks like they could use a party, and, you know.
Yeah.
Then you have to launch her.
Yeah. The rest, like, she'll just bounce herself off the satellite, and then gravity takes care of the rest.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, at some point, Yoda causes Pinkie Pie's helicopter thing to crash, like, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you this, Stinky Pie, I don't want you around here, or whatever. Yeah. It's...
Well, Rainbow Dash is off doing tricks, so, like, again, filled with bimbo energy.
Yeah, like, she's not even looking.
Yeah.
Which, I get it, right? Like, if you're trying to do, like, a loop-de-loop, you kind of have to focus on that. You can't also be looking back at your friend, like a child jumping off the diving board.
Yeah.
Gilda, did you see, huh? Are you watching? You're not looking. You're bullying Pinkie Pie. Look at me.
Gilda does have the good little, like, 1-2 line of, like, why don't you make, like, a bee and buzz off before...
Yeah,
sending Pinkie Pie's helicopter plummeting to the ground. But then, like...
All of Gilda's lines of this episode are a fundamental kids' cartoon problem, which is really a fundamental problem with writing for children's shows in the first place, which is the, if you want to have someone who's mean, there's a limit to the language you can use.
Yeah, but, like...
Because obviously you can't let Gilda say fuck, but also...
Let Gilda say fuck!
I wrote that in my notes.
Oh, very good.
Somewhere, but especially near the end. But also, like, you can't even have the insults be particularly nasty because the kids in the audience will repeat them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want the parents being like, oh, you know, my child learned how to bully Pinkie Pie from this show. I'm not going to let my kid watch it anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't... So, they walk the line to varying degrees of success in this episode.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of Gilda's better things of that. Because, like, when Rainbow comes back and is like, hey, did you like the stunt? Wait, where the fuck is Pinkie Pie? Gilda's like, oh, she had to go. She said something about being busy as a bee and, like, make, like, a bee and buzz off. Like, it's a good callback to her own line. Like, that's a good shit.
Get bees on the brain.
Yeah.
It's good. It's, yeah, like, here she's does a pretty good job of being menacing without saying anything that... Yeah, an impressionable child would repeat to negative effect.
Yeah, and, like, she's obviously just, like, being a shitty person. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, and she's, you know... It helps that she's, like, bigger...
Yeah.
...than everyone else here.
I mean, that's part of why I swooned, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
But, unfortunately for Gilda, you cannot intimidate the avatar of pure chaos. So...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie is undaunted, but she does go to complain about this to Twilight, who, yeah, was, like, trying to read, but also, you know, come on, Twilight, your friend needs your counsel. That's kind of what you're here for.
Yeah, and, like, there's a point where, like, I can see where Twilight's coming from, of, like, the way Pinkie Pie's explaining what's gone down, and how, like, Twilight and the rest of them seem to, most of the time, like, just more put up with Pinkie Pie's presence rather than really enjoy it. Like, she makes a wrong but understandable assumption that, like, Pinkie Pie is just being too clingy and, like, misreading people's, like, intentions. Because that's how Pinkie Pie has treated Twilight in the past. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's very reasonable to give Gilda the benefit of the doubt here, especially because Twilight has never met Gilda.
Yeah. And Rainbow Dash... May not be the, like, most reliable person, but, like, Rainbow Dash turned down the Shadow Bolts. And, like, Twilight kind of saw them before the, you know, the hypno gas flooded into that scene. But, like, Twilight definitely seems to think that Rainbow Dash is a good judge of character.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Rainbow Dash, yeah, like, you know. Almost all of Rainbow Dash's other friends that we've seen are also Twilight's friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's reasonable to assume that, like, right? Because, like, if Pinkie Pie came to you in this exact situation, and you didn't know Gilda...
Yeah,
I think it would be reasonable to assume Pinkie Pie was being yourself and pushing a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I too would agree that the person that Pinkie Pie is complaining about, if I don't know them, my assumption would be that Pinkie Pie has misread the situation, because that just...
Yeah, especially given the structure of, you know, Rainbow Dash wants to spend time with her friend who's only in town for a week or so.
Mm-hmm. And,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a reasonable thing. Like, you know, maybe give them some breathing room. You know, if they invite you, cool, but, you know. I realize this is fairly like advice to Pinkie Pie, but it's also just good advice, which is that, like, it doesn't say anything about you if they want to hang out together. That's not a indictment of your character. You don't have to read... I know it's tempting to read into that. I know I would, but, like, you know, especially if you don't get along with Gilda, it's probably a good thing you're not being invited to hang out, right?
Mm, like, the two of you got off on a bad hoof, and going forward, like, every interaction you had with this griffin, it was, unpleasant. Like, yeah, maybe just don't hang out with them.
Yeah.
But Pinkie Pie got a Pinkie Pie, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and to Pinkie Pie's credit, she does take Twilight's advice, which... Yeah.
Like, she's very upset about it, and has a very adorable, like, huffy storming out of Twilight's house.
Yeah, but, because I get it. This hurts.
Yeah.
It's difficult to not take this sort of thing personally, especially given the situation, which is like, yeah, Gilda was, like, unwarrantedly mean to Pinkie Pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really her job to manage Pinkie Pie's emotions, like, Rainbow Dash should be the one handling this.
Yeah.
But, like, it's hard to, you know, if Gilda wasn't, like, prescribed by the universe to be the bad person in this situation,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Pinkie Pie goes off and gets herself a sundae or something. I don't know. It looks like a tasty drink with a straw attached to it.
Yeah, milkshake or some such.
Yeah.
And then we hear Rainbow Dash and Gilda parting ways. Rainbow Dash says he has to handle a few weather jobs, which again implies she's employed by someone, which makes sense.
Yeah, like, she's... We've seen a few Pegasi around, but, like, all of them are always walking. Like, she's the only one who we ever really see flying around very much. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming she's probably the, like, only weather pony in Ponyville.
Yeah, like, Ponyville is in a big town.
Yeah.
We do see more weather ponies later during winter wrap-up, but it's possible that's like a, you know, winter wrap-up is a time when you need more weather ponies than usual.
Yeah, and like, that has some precedent of just like, in a lot of North American areas where like, you'll just have groups of semi-nomadic people that will just be like, well, this chunk of, like, this area, this state, needs some extra hands to harvest this stuff because it just came time for harvesting over there.
Yeah, you pick apples here, then you go, and then when that's done, you can leave just in time to start picking oranges or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's the most, like, glamorous work, but whatever.
Yeah.
If they find some enjoyment out of it, cool. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's that, and there's like, remember, the entire town helps with winter wrap-up, and so it's possible these are like, well, you know, usually I'm a baker, but, like, there's no baking to be done right now. I can help do weather.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. But, so, Rainbow Dash flies off, leaving Gilda at large to go eat. Yeah. And then, like, Pinkie Pie is like, well, you know, there's Gilda. She was mean to me, but maybe Twilight was right. I'll give her another chance. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe we got off on the wrong hoof. And, then we see Gilda tricking Granny Smith into thinking her tail is a snake, scaring her, and then no one even tries to help her disabuse her of this notion, even Pinkie Pie, who's like, that was mean of her to do to Granny Smith. I'm not going to correct matters.
Granny Smith didn't know that was a joke. Like,
yeah.
And Granny Smith is like, everyone run, and she's like, you know, moving extremely slowly because the joke is she is old.
Yeah. But like, Pinkie Pie's like, oh, that was a bad thing to do, but she doesn't try to help Granny Smith.
No, it's Pinkie Pie. But yeah, like...
like, damn, that was a bad thing to do, and she's caused Granny Smith harm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to correct the situation. I'm just going to sit here and be mad at Gilda.
Yeah, like, Gilda also was just like, hey, I did this prank where I pretended my butt was a fucking snake in your produce. Also, your produce is, like, going...
Produce sucks.
Yeah, your produce
it's not
sucks,
fresh.
My dude.
But then she steals some anyways.
Oh, she steals someone else's apples.
There we go.
Yeah, she steals an apple, and Pinkie Pie has possibly one of the weirdest things yet, where she's like, oh, wait, no, maybe I've misjudged her, maybe she's gonna return the apple later, and I mean...
has already eaten it.
Yeah, alright, Pinkie Pie, like, I would think Gilda shitting out some apple on someone's stall would absolutely be returning it, and not a good move to do.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Much worse.
Like, yeah, yeah, you can give it back, but you're not gonna want it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and then Pinkie Pie, you know, hides under the desk and, table. She's hiding under the table she was sitting at. It's like, she's not just mean, she's a thief. She yeah. stole that apple.
Apple crimes.
Yeah, she burgled that apple. Though it is weird, the implication that, like, there are other non-Apple family apple growers in Ponyville is weird.
I mean, what if, like, we only ever see, like, Applejack harvests the apples. We know that
we see her selling them later.
But we don't see her selling them in Ponyville.
Yes, we do.
Really?
Later.
Okay.
I believe so. Because the memory in my head is of Applejack selling, I believe, apples in town, and she asks for, like, 2 bits or whatever. And that later gets canonized as the name of Equestria's currency, or at least the name of the little gold coins they use. Which I always thought was weird because 2 bits is a folksy way of saying, 25 cents.
Which is weird, because it's 25 yeah. cents, but it's 2 bits? Ow.
Yeah, a bit is, 12 and a half cents.
It's an eighth of a dollar, because Americans yeah. can't ever measure things by tens like every look, other fucking country does.
Look, it's based off of pieces of eight.
Man.
It's weird...
I can't believe the United States based their entire economic worldview off of One Piece, the anime about the stretchy pirate boy.
Look.
I'm looking.
It was a weird historical decision driven by the fact that the United States traded a lot with Spain in the early days.
Ah, we can blame the Spaniards for this then.
Yeah, they can't hear us. We're in horse.
Yeah. Yeah, there's absolutely no one who would ever dare translate this into Spanish. What a waste of time that would be.
Yeah.
Then Fluttershy comes along. Oh, sorry. Unless you had...
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I always thought it was weird that after that it becomes canon, even in the show, that bits is just, like, the word for Equestria's money. I guess it makes sense. Bit is also a horse word, but
yeah.
I always thought it was weird.
I mean, yeah, like... We got the whole champion of the bit thing whenever an episode's running a little short and we need a little extra time on the end.
I guess it's not the worst thing to name your horse money.
Right.
You could call them glue. Yeah, see? Bad.
Yeah, not.
I mean, we do see glue later, but it's presumably not made from hooves.
I mean, it could be made from cow hooves. Who fucking knows?
Or like pigs, or anything that has hooves and doesn't talk. Pigs have hooves, I think.
Yeah, pigs have hooves.
Alright. Yeah, so, yeah. Now we see Fluttershy, who is, like, shepherding some animals to the center of town, and they run into Gilda, who's like, I'm walking here!
I'm walking here! Gilda's just like, we get Fluttershy again, who I always love whenever we get Fluttershy. And Gilda just is the worst fucking person and just roars at Fluttershy for, like, trying to guide some animals through town. Like,
yeah.
Goddamn, Gilda. Like, yeah. You've been kind of mean-spirited up till now, but, like, Gilda, you could see Fluttershy was, like, slowly walking backwards towards you and yeah, also was, like, busy doing something. You can just step around.
Yeah, like, earlier it was, like, Gilda's being rude, but, also, if this was your first experience with Pinkie Pie, you'd be a little mad at her, too.
Yeah, and, like, but, she's pulling pranks, but, like, there's quasi-harmless stuff.
Like, she does, yeah, like, but after Pinkie's conversation with Twilight, Gilda's more, like, more mean-spirited and more, I would say, unprompted.
Yes.
Like, the things she does are, like, unprompted and uncalled for. Like, Fluttershy didn't do anything to you, Gilda.
Yeah.
She was harmless. She was, you know, presumably just doing her job, or at least just, like, you know, she was doing something perfectly harmless and blameless. Like, you had every opportunity to either get out of the way or, you know, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, like, you could have been the bigger person here, Gilda.
Yeah, you are the bigger person. You're physically larger than she is.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, maybe, like, even if you didn't see her because, you know, she only comes up to your chin or whatever, like, mm-hmm. a simple, it's more work to be unnecessarily aggro.
Yeah. And in the face of Gilda being upsettingly aggro for no reason, Pinkie Pie has the best plan Pinkie Pie always has, which is to throw a party.
Yeah, which, it's even, like, this is a good Pinkie Pie, because, like, that's not an unreasonable thing to do. Like you're Pinkie Pie, and, like, you want to...
Oh, God, I hope not. Sorry.
Imagine you're Pinkie Pie. Don't imagine too hard.
I will lightly consider the Pinkie Pie.
Yeah. Rotate her in your mind a bit, if you want. No, I don't want to do that. She's cheering. She's enjoying it too much.
Yeah, let's...
Anyways.
It's a very Pinkie Pie response.
Yeah. Like, and it's a reasonable thing to do. Pinkie Pie is giving Gilda every chance.
Yeah.
She is, yeah. She really wants to extend this olive branch and make friends with Gilda.
Yeah, she's taking and, you know, Twilight's, like, comments to heart.
Yeah, she's going above and beyond here.
Yeah. So we just flash over to the party. And,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we get everyone else, kind of, all the other ponies talking about, like, do you know anything about Gilda? And, like, they don't.
Yeah.
They've never met her. Except for Fluttershy, yeah, we, you know, Twilight's like, yeah, you've met Gilda, what's she like? And Fluttershy's like, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, like, I don't really want to talk about this, because, like, Fluttershy's response is 100%, like, someone who has been, kind of abused by someone who's about to be important in a social situation, and, like,
yeah.
Fluttershy has... Fluttershy was screamed at by this person and ran away crying, and, like, Fluttershy yeah. has the social graces to just be like, I'm gonna just talk about this later. And then goes to, like, talk to Pinkie Pie, because she's like, hey, Pinkie Pie, you know this Gilda is a fucking asshole, right?
Yeah, and, like, yeah, Fluttershy's like, well, if I say bad things about the guest of honor... I'm going to look like a jerk, and it probably isn't going to help anything.
Exactly.
You know, it's dusting up conflict for no reason, mm-hmm. and...
I mean, for very good reason, though, is the thing.
Yeah, like, though, like, it would be very reasonable and understandable for her to say what happened, but I understand why Fluttershy wouldn't say it. It's hard mm-hmm. to blame her for this.
Yeah, and she goes to talk to Pinkie Pie about it, and, like, Pinkie Pie is a fucking asshole about it. Pinkie's refers to herself as, like, Auntie Pinky's gonna take care of everything, and is like petting Fluttershy's head and shit. And Fluttershy's only response is, "I'm a year older than you."
Yeah, like, it's pretty funny.
I know, Bird. I know. It's just the worst. But like it's funny, but also like,
yeah, it's
we've seen it a lot of times of just like Fluttershy's experience is someone who has been abused. And because they are not laying all the cards out on the table right away of, like, all the proof of their abuse, no one's believing her?
Yep.
It's kinda gross that her friends are like this to her, but...
Yep. Like, I can see why Pinkie Pie would say this, because, like, you know, she also has seen Gilda being shitty, but was told by Twilight to, like, hey, give her another chance.
Yeah.
But also, if I were in Pinkie's shoes, I would be like, partially because, like, I'm a messy bitch who loves drama, and, like, yeah, if you want to talk shit about someone I don't like, yo, dish.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's... Pinkie was a little over-condescending here, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a really messy way to handle a person, like, and Pinkie knows what happened, like, she saw it, like...
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah, Pinkie, you don't need to be shitty to Fluttershy about this, like... You can be, like, a supporting good friend and acknowledge that Fluttershy was hurt and be like, hey, I have a bit of a plan here to hopefully, like, make Gilda not be a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a much more reasonable thing of, like, I know I saw that. That sucked.
I'm throwing this party to see if we can make her not be shitty? Like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
Yeah. So... Yeah. That happened, and then Gilda walks in, Pinkie Pie immediately gets her with the joy buzzer.
Yeah.
And
Gilda makes it very clear that she's, she loves pranks as long as anyone else is the victim.
Yep, and, there's this whole back and forth where he's like, I know what you're planning, Pinkie Pie. And Pinkie's like, good. Yeah. This is a party I invited you to. I have literally nothing to hide.
Yeah, I hope you know what you're planning. Like, I don't want this to be a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laying all my cards on the table. I have literally nothing to hide from you. This isn't a scheme.
Yeah. Although, with what you mentioned of wherever Griffins are from, like, Gilda's suspicion here makes so much more sense if,
yeah,
like, she's from a culture of people who are always scheming, which,
yeah,
nasty. I hate saying that sentence.
Yeah, but yeah, it's, maybe not a, my vague memories paint a perhaps not so flattering picture of, certain real life cultures that the Griffins are supposed to represent, but we will get there when we get there. That's several seasons from now.
I'm scared.
So that happens. They, like, Gilda tries a lemon drop or something, a vanilla lemon drop.
Yeah.
And it's full of hot sauce, it makes her breathe fire.
Oh, it's full of peppers.
There we go, that's what it was.
That really stuck out to me, but that's because,
yeah,
the thing in peppers that are spicy, the
yeah,
caspasing in there, birds don't taste. Like,
yeah,
pretty much all peppers are evolved in a way where they're explicitly, like, they want birds to eat them, so birds just taste sweet. And then the seeds go through bird digestive tracts easily. That's how peppers germinate, is birds. So why is a bird getting spicied?
But are they designed to be eaten by a bird lion?
That's fair. I mean, do we need to address the fact that Gilda has teeth and a beak?
Yeah, it's weird, because, like, she does this, like, when she smiles or, like, wants to... Because, like, she does this, like, sheepish grin a couple times this episode, and she has teeth in her beak.
It's real fucked up.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I get that that's how you have her emote.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oh, it's weird.
It's real fucked up. Yeah, she gets the hotta sauce. And
yep.
And Rainbow Dash directs her to go and have some punch. She yep. goes over and rushes to have some punch, but it's in a weird pouring out glass.
Yeah, she picks up the only dribble glass there, and all the other punches served in normal cups.
Yeah. And Rainbow Dash is just losing her mind over how good this dribble cup prank is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, that's her favorite prank all day, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves it when Gilda can't drink from the thing.
Yeah.
And, Then I believe they play Pin the Tail on the Pony.
I think... No, it's the cake first. Then Pin the Tail on the Pony.
Alright, fair enough. And then, yeah, so... It's time for cake. It's this big old triple layer cake, the kind of cake you'd expect someone to pop out of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Spike wants to blow out the candles. Gilda's like, Twilight's like, well, could you let our guest of honor blow out the candles? They're those relighting candles, which is like...
Gilda, like, elbows Spike completely out of frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like, hyperventilates trying to extinguish these relighting candles. Spike fucking loves the relighting candles so much that he just dives directly into the cake.
Yeah.
Which, alright, dude. I wanted some of that cake, but okay, my dude, if you
want
to burn
it. Yeah, my guy, you can wait for a slice, like...
Yeah.
You can eat cake normal, Spike.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I remember this, because before the Pin the Tail on the Pony thing, which again, like, pin the hair on the human, it's a weird game that they fucking love to play in Ponyville. It kind of freaks me out. But, we have the one line, like, the one per episode Pinkie Pie banger, which is, like, she takes a bite of the cake, just like Spike did, because I guess she's just a horrible person as well.
Yeah.
And Gilda, like, grabs her, and, like, they have a conversation behind the cake where Gilda's like, I'm watching you like a hawk. And Pinkie Pie's response is, why can't you watch me like a griffin? Like,
yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Shouldn't you watch me like an eagle? That's what your front half is.
Right?
Then Pinkie Pie, like, I'm watching you, and her eyes bulge out of her head.
Yeah, like the eyes touch. They do a pupil smooch. I mean, it's not that far, but it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the most pleasant thing to witness.
Yeah. 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 But, so that happens, and then... Then it's time to play Pin the Tail on the Pony, yeah?
Yes, then they play Pin the Tail on the Pony.
Yeah, so Rarity's like, oh, I want the purple tail. Gilda takes the purple tail, they blindfold her, spin her around, and then Gilda is immediately suspicious.
Yeah,
like if you don't trust her, just take the blindfold off, Gilda. Like...
Yeah. Oh, but that... See, the thing is... Gilda is, just an avatar, a pure embodiment of the kind of people who say the word cringe and think it is the most, epic insult to ever say. Like, yeah. she can't not yes and shit. It is the only way she sees herself as cool is yes anding people's garbage and then telling them they're stupid for it.
Yeah. Like, cause like, as soon as this happens, Pinkie Pie spins around, like, okay, like, go right ahead, like, pin the tail on the pony, and then Gilda's like, no, I don't trust you, I'm gonna turn it 180 degrees and then walk, and then she slips on some cake that was just on the floor, because no pony here knows how to eat cake normally.
For fuck's sake! I hate it! I hate it so much! Why can't they, like, eat cake normal?
Slice the cake, please. Like,
I'm over here. I can just take a cake knife while the rest of you are like pinning the tail on the pony. I don't want to fucking play it. I will cut you some fucking cake, guys.
I can't even cut the cake because there's a dude in it now. There's a guy in there.
I will cut that cake and I will stab Spike.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Like it. Let's be real here. Like if you jumped in a cake, like. You have to, like, be aware that people are going to try and cut and eat that cake. Like, this is the least you can do, is be aware of this.
Yeah. Like, I realize, I have a weird habit of giving a, like, you're clearly asking for it defense when we were, like, talking about, like, people who have a platform last time. But, like,
yeah.
Spike, it's a cake that people cut, and you went in it, and I have a knife.
Spike, you've seen cakes before.
Yeah,
like... You understand how they work. Like,
I'm pretty sure we've already seen him eating cake on the show.
Like, Spike, you've seen cake before. There's other ponies here. There's other people here, I should say. Gilda's not a pony.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to grab his tail and yank him out of there.
Yeah. Fucking. But yeah, Gilda ends up with a mustache, which...
Yeah.
What is it with Rarity and people having purple mustaches around her? it's happened twice, and, you know, if I had a nickel for every time.
Yeah. This one wasn't even really her fault, other than she wanted the purple one, and Gilda couldn't let that happen.
Yeah.
Then, this is, I think, where she really goes off, and this is where I wrote, let Gilda say fuck.
Oh.
Because she's like, right?
Yeah, my note is, Gilda is absolutely not mad at all. Really, it's you. You're mad, Pinkie Pie. Gilda isn't mad at all.
Yeah, like, she is trying really hard to just be mad, but all she could... This, like, string of G-rated mean things come out of her mouth. Like, oh, you lame nerds who are bad with all these dorky pranks.
Yeah, what was it? The Queen Lame-O or some shit like that?
Yeah.
And Pinkie Pie's like, nah, I didn't do those pranks. And Rainbow Dash is like, yeah, fuck you, it was me. I'm Queen Lame-O. Fuck you, Gilda.
Yeah. And then there's a thing I wrote down here that I thought was wild, which is, so Rainbow Dash says, like, you know, all of those pranks weren't meant for you. It was just luck that you happened to hit all of them. But, like, I made a list here. So, like, of the five pranks that Gilda experiences, I'm not counting Pin the Tail on the Pony, because that wasn't a prank. Gilda brought that upon herself.
Yeah, it was a complete, like, fluke of some messy eating and Gilda being suspicious.
Yeah, so, like, the buzzer. Pinkie Pie offered it to Gilda. The presents. Oh, yeah, at some point Gilda, like, they say, oh, it's time for presents, and there's a bunch of presents on the table. Gilda opens one up, and it's the spring snakes in a can.
Yeah. Rainbow Dash is the one who calls her attention to it.
Yeah. And but, like...
Yeah.
So, Gilda... And she falls for the candles. Like, of those three, like... Yoda's the guest of honor here. Those, the candles and the presents are clear, and the buzzer were clearly meant for her.
Yeah, the buzzer was Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, but like, no matter how you slice it, at least half of the pranks there were directly aimed at Gilda.
Yeah, and then like the
other two, the glass and the drops. Yeah, those could have been anyone.
Yeah, but like, also those are the first two. Like, those are. Gilda got the one spicy lemon drop, and Rainbow Dash is like, oh, fuck yeah, I got the perfect follow-up prank to this. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's a cup that empties itself when you pick it up.
Yeah, which, admittedly, if you were going to have someone with a dribble glass, like, this is the best prank multiplier you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, they need water. You hit them with the fucking dribble glass. Like, yeah, no, yeah. I get it. And then...
Yeah, but like, she says not all of these pranks were meant for you, but, like... At least half of them were directly targeted at Gilda. Like, this is her party. The presents and the blowing out the candles were clearly like, only Gilda's going to get these.
I mean, there were enough like presents on the table that like it's reasonable that those presents might be a few people get them.
Like, if you walk into a party that's being thrown for Gilda and you see a bunch of presents on the table,
yeah,
your thought is going to be those are Gilda's presents.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to defend Rainbow Dash here, but it ain't going well.
Yeah, like, yeah, the glass and the drops, admit it, are, yeah, those could have hit any pony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I would say at least half the price they were directly meant to bully Gilda. Is a strong word. Like, those were, you know, oh no, a joy buzzer, oh no, the spring snake in the can of peanut brittle, and, you know, the spicy candy.
The blowout candles.
The candles. And the like candles, not the candies. I can't read my own hoof writing.
Yeah, the mouth writing. Yeah, like the candles and like the gift that's the snakes. Like those are some pretty classic. Yeah. Like, Spike even calls them both of them classic.
Yeah, yeah. Like these are children's pranks. Like that. These are pranks I played as a youngin. Like these are whoopee cushion to your pranks. Mm-hmm. But also like, you know, like yeah, some of them were aimed directly at Gilda. But yeah. Also, like, yeah, Baby Town Frolics.
Yeah, the ones that were aimed at Gilda were not ones that should have been a problem. They got multiplied because Gilda hit the other pranks that were there, too.
Yeah.
And Gilda was already extremely suspicious walking in the door.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I'm still very pro-Rainbow Dash here. Like, I think part of that is just, like, Rainbow's feeling extremely hurt by this... like, old friend she had calling, like, stuff that she thought was hilarious, like, lame and boring, when Rainbow Dash's entire thing she cares about is being cool. Like,
yeah,
this is the deepest insult Gilda can give her that is still acceptable for a kid's show. Like,
yeah.
I think Rainbow handles it decently. Like, yeah, sure, she didn't say explicitly some of these things. She just said all of them, because, like, you know, she was upset.
Yeah.
You make mistakes when you're talking. Fine.
Yeah, and I would say, and Rainbow says, like, you know, Gilda is like, hey, you know, I don't need any of you, I'm leaving, come on, Rainbow, and Rainbow Dash is like, well, she calls her Dash, but, like, Rainbow Dash is like, no, like...
Nah, fuck you.
Yeah, like, you were rude to me and my friends, like, Pinkie Pie has been nothing but nice to you, and she's gone above and beyond, she threw a dang party for you, and, like, you were nothing but mean to her, like, get out of here, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, fuck off, Gilda.
I don't want to see you anymore. Yeah. Very, very good of her to do.
Yeah, like, Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie both have been, like, surprisingly good friends through most of this episode, aside from mishandling Fluttershy. But, like, beyond that, like, the both of them have been, like, really mature, good friends.
It's
nice to see.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Rainbow maybe didn't head this off at the pass, but, like, it's reasonable to not see this coming. Like, this is a very common thing to, like, you know, assume your friends will be friends and, like, not see the cracks.
Yeah.
So, to Rainbow Dash's credit, as soon as she was aware that there was a problem, she took the correct side.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she was definitely forced onto the correct side by how shitty Gilda was being explicitly about a thing Rainbow liked. But, like, yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, like, it would have been possible in, like, a more nuanced situation, perhaps, or, you know, in a situation that wasn't, we have 2 minutes left until the end of the episode.
Yeah.
That were for, like, you know, sometimes when people are called out about being bad or having a shitty friend or whatever, they will double down to save face. Rainbow Dash didn't do that, to her credit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, she's been a very good friend this whole episode.
Yeah. And then Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie give each other a joy buzzer, and we get Twilight's friendship letter.
Which, it's really weird that she just narrates the letter she's writing while people are still having the party, but like, okay, Twilight, thank you for telling us what you're about to send, Celestia.
Yeah.
Which...
Hey, you could argue it's a narrative technique. It's the voiceover of what she'll send later, because as the party kind of fades out into montage.
I mean, yeah, we do see that one bit of, like, Spike trying to, like, crush a Pegasus's head with the blindfold. Because that blindfold's tied up. Like, it's tied good and tight, and he's still tugging.
Yeah. Like,
he wants to sever that pony's head.
Yeah.
I had to pull him off and get Twilight to deal with him.
Yeah. I just wanted to grab him by his tail and watch him dangle there. I think that would have been cute.
Yeah. I guess I just got to him first.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of other opportunities.
Yeah, but I did say we had multiple loaves, and we do end the episode
with a Celesta loaf.
Yeah, right there.
Yep.
And like, she had the response that is possibly the most real response I've ever seen to a prank, which is like Twilight sent her the vial of invisible disappearing ink. And she just like started writing the response letter with disappearing ink. And just notices disappear, and she says, oh, wrong ink. And just starts writing the letter again. And just, has a little chuckle for a moment before just going about her life, which is, like, the most nothing response to a prank, which is how a lot of pranks get responses.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is that, like, most pranks of this caliber are, like, you know,
they're
very low risk, low reward. Yeah.
That's like, an inconvenience, but all right.
Yeah, all right.
You caught me. Okay.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, she seemed to enjoy receiving the prank.
Yeah. Also, I don't remember the exact wording of Twilight's letter, but it seems like it mentions fake friends and like the true ones will show themselves eventually.
Yeah, it was a.
It seemed like a weird summation of events.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Twilight sent the best letter.
Yeah. But... Yeah, we do also, for what it's worth, get Twilight apologizes to Pinkie Pie for like, hey, I'm sorry for assuming the worst of you back there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Pinkie Pie's like, no, I get it. That was good advice. That was good advice for a different situation.
Yeah, you can't be the she has like a chain of like complimenting how smart Twilight is. Like, you can't be the smart pony every time. It's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mood.
No one's right 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no. Admittedly, this has nothing to do with Twilight being, quote, smart, end quote, or whatever. Like, it was, you know, she gave her best guess. You know.
Yeah.
She did not have enough information to render a decision.
But, like, in our previous discussions of, like, what, 2 episodes ago now when we were rating all the ponies? Like, we talked a lot about how Twilight is just, like, she has a really good, like, reading a situation... skill. Like, she's not just book smart. She's very, like, in tune with reading a situation.
Yeah.
But, like, when it's a secondhand situation being narrated to you by Pinkie Pie, like, it is hard to have good information to act off of.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I think if I were in Twilight's shoes, I would have said the exact same thing. Like,
yeah,
I would have...
100%.
I get it. Like, I would also assume Pinkie Pie, are you sure you weren't coming out a little strong? And also, like, I would have maybe added, it's cool if they just want to spend time together. Gilda will probably be leaving town pretty soon.
But yeah. So Pemka's already been chewing on one of these letters. We wanna open them up and see what's in?
Yeah, let me just tear it open with my teeth there. What?
Huh? No, you got it. Good job.
Darn right. So our first letter here is from Not Six Sentient Crows. And it reads, Caw. Caw. Caw, 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 caw. Caw, caw, caw. Sorry, My phone seems to have gotten confused by my accent. Anyway, my fellow perfectly ordinary people, I've been quite enjoying the new podcast. It's done a great job of reminding me just how shitty the main six are to their friends in a lot of the show. And how adorable flustered pony noises can be.
Hey.
Aren't they, though?
God, fucking...
I just love a good flustered horse.
Look, there's a reason I call her Flustershy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is not me trying to move the target of this conversation.
I'm sure I'm sure I would have absolutely nothing to say about my adorable flustered beans here.
Hey.
My steamed milk.
Hey. Wait, what? I mean, okay. I'm just... Okay, you don't need to rip this one here. Ow, okay. All right. Yeah, magic's still kind of hard. But...
All right. I'm still reading, dear.
Oh,
okay. I'm not going to get out of this that easy.
Well, let me just close up the envelope then. I'm sorry.
Dear. Yeah, it's fine. You're very eager to help, and that's very cute of you, dear.
Okay.
My lovely little assistant. Girl, where would a mad scientist horse be with that one? Anyways. Quote. Anyways, I don't have much to add. I just wanted to express my appreciation. Yours truly, Hugh Man, ordinary business person who is not six sentient crows operating in a mechanical human suit. P.S. If you're in Ponyville, you might want to keep an eye on Mr. and Mrs. Cake. I'm pretty sure they're up to something. I read in a translator's note that cake means plan.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? I love it. Oh, shit.
You might say, how marry you?
Grace. Grace, yes. Stop horsing around.
I don't think that's possible, dear.
Shit, you're right.
Unless I wind up being a hippogriff, but I think that's a long ways off if it ever happens.
I just can't trot out these puns like you can.
Well, would you like to hand me that other... Well, would you like to hoof me that other letter, dear? Or love it to be in front of me, my darling maid?
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Mwah. Dear Princess Grace and Spilled Beans, I hope you are doing well in Equestria. It is good to hear that you are meeting ponies and getting along without too much suspicion. Ever since your podcast started, the horse lobe of my brain has been reactivated, and I have been rotating many different horses in my mind. There's one in particular that started out very indistinct and has been growing more solid as time goes on. I feel like they might be me. Is this a sign that I should start watching out for horse trucks? At the very least, I will start chewing carrots more thoroughly. I hope this letter makes it to you somehow, and good luck with the magic, Beans. Signed, Nicole. P.S. Aww. You two are adorable flirts. Ain't she, folks? I mean, look.
Thank you, Nicole.
She's levitating that letter really good. What a helpful horse.
I'm just gonna hide under this desk now.
Dear, we have a podcast to record.
It's okay, I'll... No, you're right.
I always am.
It'd be a lot to drag the microphone down there.
Good girls make sure Princess has good audio, dear. You know this.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you for the message, Nicole. And our definitely human friend.
Thank you for writing in, dears. And if you at home would like to get in touch with us, apparently it works if you send an email to horse@hypnovar.us.
Yeah, we need to talk to Bubble Wrap about how that happens.
Mm-hmm. On one hand, I'm not sure I want to know how the mail sausage gets made, but on the other hand, I'll admit I'm morbidly curious.
Oh, very much the same.
It'd be nice to see if we could reply to these, or send mail of our own. I have some people who I assume are worried about me, who don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean...
We'll deal with that off the air, I think.
I'm sure we'll figure it out, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's been a few people that have messaged me over on the Twitter account, So that's nice. Again, it's really weird that I can only see messages that are sent towards us on there, but I guess my memory of the hell site, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, like, look, dear, it's either this or you start doom scrolling for a world you don't even live in anymore. I think this is the better option.
Yeah, if people want to send a direct message on there instead of email, I get it. And yeah, if you want, I will also consider reading it out on the air, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And now that I'm done playing Gracie Grayson for the evening, shall we sign off?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I have been Graceful Spark. You can find my writing, programs, podcast posts, and everything else that's fit to plug at princess.software. Beans, dearest, where can we find you?
I can be found over at the at Horse Isekai Twitter account. Portion of my brain that is the dragon artist rather than the pony you are listening to seems to still be operating over at the Dracos Art Twitter account. I hope she's doing well. I'm sure she's probably doom scrolling enough for the both of us. Such is life.
Such is life.
It's really weird. I got a portrait done by her.
Yeah. Really good.
I don't know how she got here to do that. It's causing me headaches to even think about, so.
You did look very cozy, dear.
Oh.
Make a good cozy horse.
For anyone who's curious, it's on. Yeah, it's the art on her Twitter account. It's probably a little early to mention fan art, but I don't know if that ever happens. I'll be sure to repost it on there. And by that I mean, if people want to stop us to do some portraiture.
Yeah. You should see the face she makes when you chew her ear or kiss her horn, folks. It is something to behold.
I can't believe you're doing this in front of my familiar and everything. In front of my god familiar and everyone.
Aw.
Oh, god.
I mean,
oh, Celestia.
If I didn't do it in front of your familiar, dear, I'd never get to do it.
That's a good point.
I'm always right. How has no pony else noticed this?
I mean, I have noticed it, but I feel it's a good thing that I should also, like, you know, acknowledge when you are, because you deserve compliments.
Aw, thank you, dear. I agree. More people and more ponies should shower me with praise.
I 100% agree. You should praise Graceful Spark at every chance you get. It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Especially for someone within horn appreciating range and just general appreciating range.
Do you wanna turn off the equipment and I don't know, maybe do some of that advanced loafing we've been talking about?
Oh yeah, let's find some new loaf positions, shall we?
Excellent.
Rest well, dears. See you next week.
Bye.